We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Stouter.
Welcome, everyone, to Have a Heart Health Radio in our new highly absorbable online format. You can listen to anytime, and we're glad you're here with us. Don't forget to share this with your friends.
In this post-cholesterol era, David, we are in the post-cholesterol era.
Well, you know what? I just, you know, Bill, you and I have often said, what would it take? What would it take for people to finally figure out that this cholesterol thing is a big fraud? You know, you and I have been telling people this off and on, I know, for at least a decade, maybe longer. You do it on your Lou Rockwell and in Resveratrol News and Knowledge of Health and on the radio shows. I've done it in my store for years. And I know people walk away and say, well, that sounds right, but I just know that all those doctors and all those researchers and the FDA, I mean, all that, you know, nothing like this could slip through them. But what are the headlines telling us, Bill?
The headlines are coming from Dr. David M. Diamond, professor of psychology, molecular pharmacology, and physiology at the University of South Florida, and he is making headlines along with a companion, Dr. Ufi Ravenskov, and they are, as I say, University of South Florida. And, wow. You've got to listen to this online. If you're an online person, look up Dr. David M. Diamond talking about cholesterol. And he gets started by saying, you know, he was overweight and had high cholesterol. And nobody was solving his problem. And he decided to look into it himself. Got into reading some health advice that was written in 1863. He went on a high-fat diet. Remember last week we talked about the government backing out of the whole high-cholesterol, high-fat deal? You know, the food pyramid, Dr. Diamond said, is made so the fats and oils are just a little tiny part of the top of the food pyramid, and that's the part that's going to make you well and lean and get rid of all the disease. And all the carbohydrates, I mean, there's so many portions of bread and pasta and rice. The carbos that turn to sugar and get this diabetes epidemic going, that's the big part of that pyramid. So the government and the health authorities just churning this whole thing intentionally. Don't tell me that they didn't know. But Dr. Diamond is saying, you know, this all affected him. And what happened is he got rid of his diabetes. He got rid of his being overweight. His cholesterol went way down eating meat and fat. And so what happened there was his doctor said, but you're an anomaly. That's what he said. You're just an anomaly. He goes on to say that this whole cholesterol fear, this phobia, has been a deception to create the illusion that statin cholesterol-lowering drugs are wonder drugs, when the reality is, and I'm quoting him, their modest benefits are more harm than offset by their adverse effects. So, in other words, this is really bad, and it really, in my interpretation, represents nothing less than racketeering in medicine for the last 30 or 40 years. Since the 1970s, when they introduced the first, Mevacor was the first statin cholesterol-lowering drug, which they admit didn't reduce any endpoints. That is, no fewer people died of heart disease. And the FDA admitted but said, well, we'll make some stronger statin drugs to bring about the effect. So they left an ineffective drug on the market. The FDA went along with the drug companies. So Dr. Diamond goes on to say is the paper that really made all this happen was a paper written a few years ago, The Effect of Drugs on the Population is called an absolute risk, which was shown that statins benefit only about 1% of the population. Now, there's 25 million Americans taking these drugs. This means only that 1 out of 100 people treated with a statin drug will have one less heart attack. That's not very many people, and not a mortal heart attack, just a non-mortal heart attack.
Hey, Bill, let me illustrate that to people, because I first came across this. There was a very famous ad for Lipitor. They had Dr. Jarvix, the guy that invented the artificial heart, and it had this big Lipitor reduces the risk of heart attack and strokes by 36%, which sounds pretty good, 1 out of 3. But in the asterisk at the bottom of the ad, it said that in the placebo group, there were 3% heart attacks, and in the Lipitor group, there were 2%. Now, they stated it as dropping from 3 to 2 being about a third, but it was 1%, which is exactly what you said that Diamond said. So the best that any of those drugs have done is 1%, and as you said, not any of the fatal heart attacks were ever prevented.
Okay, absolute risk versus relative risk. Relatively, you went from 3% out of 100 to 2 getting a non-mortal heart attack by taking a statin drug, but that's only a 1% difference in an absolute term. So they turned the 3 to 2 into a 36% risk reduction, relative risk reduction. So they made the public feel, and the news media didn't take them on, that 36 out of 100 benefited and didn't get a heart attack, when that was absolutely false.
1% only.
And then they failed to report that there's an increased risk of cancer, cataracts, diabetes, mental impairment, muscle disorders, all of that. In other words, 1% benefit and the risk of all these other side effects was greater than 1%. So the idea of modern medicine says first do no harm. Well, they certainly were doing more harm than they were doing good. So they went on. He talks, Dr. Diamond, about a group that met together and have written a long letter and saying that we need to get rid of all of the published papers where the authors had a commercial interest and then determine whether cholesterol drugs are really worthy or not. And it said that the public needs to be wary of conflicts of interest in the medical community and pharmaceutical industry when it comes to touting the benefits of statins. And he went right into the doctors and named them who had a commercial interest in it, and they were on the committee to approve statin drugs to be used at a certain cholesterol level, like 240 or whatever the numbers were. And so the promise, he says, of a longer life and to live heart attack free is absolutely false for statin drugs and absolutely false for a low-fat diet, which is amazing. I'm choking up over this.
Just Bill, you know what? He's not an anomaly. About, I don't know, 15 years ago, I went – I was pretty overweight, almost 250, and I went on a really strict, you know, what they would call now a paleo diet. But I ate eggs every day, and I ate meat, and I didn't stay away from fat. I stayed away from grains and carbs, and not only did I lose weight, but my cholesterol dropped. I don't think it's a big deal, but it dropped from 251 to 199 in 6 months. My triglycerides went from 302 to 98 in 6 months, eating at least 2 eggs every single day. So he's not an anomaly. He's telling us the truth.
It says here in Japan, this is the Annals of Nutrition and Metabolism, and it's a relatively recent issue. Cholesterol issues in Japan, why are the goals of cholesterol reduction set so low? And these researchers in Osaka, Japan, want to know why the Japanese Atherosclerosis Society has set guidelines that are way low for Japanese when there is only one single study, which seems to be a bogus study, that indicates there's an increased risk of coronary artery disease mortality from cholesterol, and all the rest of the studies in the Japanese population say no, there isn't. And this is a pretty big group of authors, and they're going through this thing. With regard to Japanese women, no study has ever shown that total cholesterol or the bad LDL cholesterol is a risk factor of mortality, except the one flawed study. So, you know, this has become controversial all over the world, and I'm just quoting not only here but in Japan. And you know, the Japanese, all the years that we've been dealing with cholesterol phobia, exhibited higher cholesterol levels than Americans, and they had a far lower mortality rate from coronary artery disease. And I take the news media to task. They could have looked that up. It was pretty clear, and they failed to report it because they went along with what Wall Street wants. You know, I mean, the drug companies and Wall Street, I mean, you take the statin drugs and their billions of dollars of sales. What is it, 20, 35 billion a year? You take that out of the stock market and the pharmaceutical segment of the stock market crashes, and probably the whole stock market crashes. And we need to do that today. They're bogus. Where is the FTC declaring false advertising on cholesterol drugs? Where is the FDA sanctioning these people? They're not doing it because there's too much money involved, too many jobs we can't lose, but too many lives we're not saving. Where have the values of our country gone? And on this issue, it's terrible. And, you know, we're screaming about healthcare costs running so high, and we could get another $35 billion back and stop all this. Just stop selling. And you know what? We're not going to do it because there's so much cholesterol phobia. What do you think the chances we could pull a cholesterol pill out of the hands of a guy who's learned with he's a cholesterol phobe, and he's not going to do it?
Bill, my son and I have a little running joke around our store because we have had this conversation with so many people, hundreds, I'm not exaggerating. We've shown them the research. We've shown them the data. And in one sentence, they will say, yeah, I know, cholesterol really doesn't mean anything. But mine was really high, so I had to take the drug.
Right. And you know, and people will say it's 300 and so on. Doesn't that mean the cholesterol, your liver is healthy? I mean, the liver makes 80% of the cholesterol. Your diet makes an inconsequential contributes an inconsequential amount. As you get a little bit older, it's trying to keep you fertile so you can make one last round of babies. You need cholesterol to be fertile for women and for men to certainly, you know, you need the sex hormones, and that comes from fats and cholesterol, and then on through a whole program to make estrogen and testosterone. So is this whole thing just an effort to, as I've said, a birth control measure, really, to keep cholesterol levels down? But here's another astonishing study that goes along with this now. And it's right here in this month. Statins, this is from Japan, statin drugs stimulate atherosclerosis and heart failure. Oh, my gosh.
Wait a minute. You're saying they don't prevent atherosclerosis?
They not only are not neutral because they impair, they increase coronary artery calcification is what they're doing, because they interfere with the synthesis of vitamin K2, which is something keeps our arteries clear and from calcifying and stiffening. And so they're pointing out that then in Western society, we've seen a lot of congestive heart failure rise up out of nowhere. And so there's this epidemic in heart failure, and yet we've made everybody low fat, put them on cholesterol drugs, and then we wondered where this heart failure epidemic came from. And they're pointing it out. It comes from an interference with selenium, a trace mineral, and the interference with vitamin K2. It calcifies and hardens the arteries, and the statin drugs should be taken to task. What in the world have we done, and why can't we fix this? Everybody's talking about science-based medicine. The new Affordable Care Act is supposed to honor science. What? It's just lip service. They're not really going to do this. They're not really going to get rid of statin drugs. They're not really going to do it because too much money is being made.
Well, Bill, as people are hearing this, and they probably know that we're well-meaning, but we must just be confused. We must not have all the evidence, because if what we're saying is true, well, I mean, you have the FDA there, and boy, they, you know, they're a powerful agency, and they're keeping a lid on this, and they're watching the drug companies like a hawk, and they're making sure that they're towing the line. Or are they? We're going to take a short break here on Have a Heart Health Radio, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I'm a huge supplement advocate, but more importantly, I'm a consumer advocate, which is what I had in mind when I created Apple Health Foods. You see, I take a tremendous amount of supplements, and I need them to be authentic and reliable and safe. At Apple Health Foods, we have a large selection of high-quality and hard-to-find dietary supplements and body care that yours truly handpicks to be on our shelf from the best companies in the world. We offer a 20% in-store discount to our senior citizens 60 years or better, our CAP members, a $25 annual fee, but we offer that discount to anyone who orders on our website, www.applehealthfoods.net. Apple Health Foods can ship supplements anywhere in the country. There are very few places where you can get such a high degree of confidence and a great discount on supplements. Call 877-APPLE-HF, that's 877-277-5343, 877-277-5343. Back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the Health Warrior. With me, Bill Sardi, investigative health journalist.
And David, before we throw more darts at the FDA, because we want to end Big Pharma, as a follow-on to what we were saying about fats and cholesterol, and another cannon goes off against the cholesterol idea. It says in the short run, brand new study. This is Loyola University Chicago. And it published American Journal of Physiology, Heart and Circulatory Physiology. In the short run, a high-fat diet may help minimize heart attack damage. Isn't this interesting? It's unbelievable. And they've often wondered, why do people who are a little bit obese and seem to be heart healthy? And it's called the obesity paradox. These reports are coming out left and right. We can't stop them. The government just backed away from cholesterol and fat guidelines. And now this kind of study, and then Dr. Diamond talking about the whole statin thing being a fraud. I mean, my gosh, is the public going to push back? Is the public, I mean, if you're taking a statin drug, do you feel duped? How do you feel?
Well, I wouldn't take it. People are duped. But Bill, You're claiming if what you say is true, and I agree with you, but I'm just being rhetorical here. If what you say is true, where's the FDA?
And the Federal Trade Commission, as we said, these are all advertised. So therefore, they should go after the false advertising. Now, the FDA wants two bona fide independent studies before they will accept a health claim for a dietary supplement. Yes, we have tons of bogus studies for cholesterol drugs, and they're allowed to stand. Unbelievable. Now, folks, if you're not ready to break up with your meds, the New York Times, and I'm just showing the times we're living in, that the New York Times is running a little blog run by a little blogster here, and they're going through with someone here who's taking anxiety medications, and they're going to keep running this column called Breaking Up With My Medicines. And so this is kind of interesting, day by day, how different people are able to break up with their medicines and tell their story and get off of meds. Now, you're hearing about this in an era of time when what was the story about the average senior citizen in America is on five prescription drugs?
I think it's more than that, but it's at least five.
at least five. And, you know, they're talking, I mean, these are all headlines I'm just going to read for you right now. Are your medications safe? The FDA buries evidence of fraud in medical trials. And then this is a wonderful story here. It's from something called ThinkStock. But, you know, it's getting aired that the FDA is hiding all kinds of misconduct by the drug companies and allowing to get away with it. While we throw darts at dietary supplements for being unproven, yes, but the drugs are disproven, and they're toxic, and they cause a lot of anguish and so on.
And yes, your doctor will give you these drugs because the FDA is working in collusion with the drug companies to hide all the bad information, so the doctors just go along with it all.
But, you know, David, we're satisfying ourselves here because we're not really getting the audience to move. They're listening. They're here with us. And yet, you know, I'm sure they can't convince grandma to get off the medicines because my doctor says. And he's an affable guy, and I trust him. And, you know, and he's been with me for my life. Violations in pharmaceutical industry self-regulation of medicines, talking about a discrepancy exists between the ethical standard in the pharmaceutical industry and the actual conduct. Where is this going on? Not here, but in Sweden and in the United Kingdom, Britain. They're talking about a terrible fraud going on. Unethical behavior violations may be larger than reported, say researchers, as they go on to say they're hiding all of the dead bodies, hiding all of the violations of the law, and this is just going on. So it's worldwide. Here's a New York University professor says, uncovers how the FDA systematically covers up fraud and misconduct in drug trials. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm reading from, am I alive to read this? These are headlines that should have been out here 30 or 40 years ago, and they're going into this. This was all discussed in the online journal Slate, as well as some others, and they're just going into this. I can't believe I'm reading what I'm reading, but is it going to change anything now that we have this phobia, David? Can you remember Health Valley? Mm-hmm. Health Valley was a company. They were down here in Southern California, and they had a big warehouse, and all of their products were zero fat, no fat. And now we've done – and, you know, they sold a ton of product for a while. And now we're into this, hey, get lard, get butter, get healthy, get leaner, get rid of diabetes, get rid of the carbohydrates, and the sugars, the pasta, bread, and rice have to go. You want to fatten up animals, you put them on grains. That's what they do in the feeding pen before they slaughter them for our meat and so on. So,
and cows aren't supposed to eat grain, by the way, Bill. They're supposed to eat grass. And we're making our cows sick by feeding them grains to fatten them up.
We are, and then we increase the bacteria in the digestive tract of these domesticated animals. And then we have to over-antibiotic them, and now we have the overuse of antibiotics in our animals, which then transfers antibiotic resistance up to humans as it goes up the food chain.
Yep.
So, are you outraged? Well, you know, we're trying to present some good information here, and we've got a lot of good information. By the way, I violated my little rule here today. I was going to tell everybody what's coming up on the show, and I got so excited about throwing these darts at the cholesterol industry. Because people have told me they like to hear at the beginning of the show what's coming up because they want to stay tuned.
Okay.
So let me tell you, in our next segment, we're going to talk about a remarkable breakthrough. And I don't know anybody knows this, but 36% of us are having hemorrhages in our brain as we get older, little micro hemorrhages. You can't detect them. The doctor can't find them until they're too big to do anything about it. And they've got a breakthrough with this. Well, and it has something to do with that red wine molecule we talk about, resveratrol, before we go any further. But that is really – we need some good news here today because people – you know, the world is full of so many negative things that there needs to be some good news and a little bit of relief. All right, I could tell some of my jokes.
Well Bill, but this – if you think about it, this really is good news because – we've been told the wrong diet that makes us sick and overweight. We've been giving cholesterol drugs that are supposed to save us from heart disease and are likely causing it more than anything else and giving us other problems. And the good news is the science is now in. It can't be hidden anymore. We can stop all this nonsense. I mean, a lot of people aren't going to move. I got it.
We're going to take our break, but let me tell you my little fun joke just for the audience.
Oh, yeah,
just to get everybody in a good mood. So I was down at the fish market, David, and I was just looking at, you know, some of the fish there, and I thought, man, there's a couple of nice pieces of salmon there. So I said to the guy, get those and wrap them up in the paper like you do. You know, I'll take them home. So he got them and weighed them and fixed a price on it and wrapped it up in paper. And I said, here, throw it to me. He said, throw it? Yeah, no. I said, you know, throw it over the counter and I'll catch it. So, you know, he threw it and I caught it. So I went home and I brought it home and opened it up. And my wife asked me, where did you get that? I said, oh, I caught it. So there's – oh, my corny jokes. We need a break so I can get out of this mess.
Okay, well, listen. First of all, Bill, you know what we'll do starting next show? Let's always tell people the menu, okay?
Okay.
We'll give everybody a promise that's been listening. We'll start each show with a menu, and we may add a few extra things or digress a little bit if the spirit moves us, but we'll give you a menu so you know what's coming. But we'll take a little earlier break here because we have a really fascinating story for you, so don't go anywhere.
It's time to close the medicine cabinet and open the vitamin shelf. This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I invite all of you iPad and Android owners to download the Vitamin Shelf app. The Vitamin Shelf app normally sells for $1,000, but if you are one of the first 10 million downloads, you'll get a 100% discount. What I mean to say is it's free. The app will keep you in touch with Apple Health Foods. You'll have easy links to our contact info, upcoming events, our Facebook page and Twitter feed, and best of all, mobile access to thevitaminshelf.net. Here, you'll hear years of archives of our San Francisco radio show. You'll get interviews with the experts in the field of health and nutrition, health news reports, and biting commentary. You'll be alerted when new content is posted, and I promise to be informative and not annoying. Go to the iTunes App Store or Google Play and search for The Vitamin Shelf. The Vitamin Shelf app is free, and it's the only known cure for neutrophobia.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy, called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue, was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinex, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinex. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinex. Go to Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART.
Welcome back, everybody. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for being with us. Investigative health journalist Bill Sardi and yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior. Bill, you were saying we didn't have enough good news yet. So do we have any good news out there before we
do
we go
have.
On?
We're going to give some health tips, even though I just said that about 4 out of 10 listeners to our show, if they're adults, they're having brain hemorrhages, little micro brain. We're going to give you the answer to that. But, you know, I have a little collection. I'm just going to read you the headlines because it's good news. One of them is migraine sufferers. We know, for instance, New York Times ran a big story a few years ago. Coenzyme Q10 seems to reduce migraines. This means there's not enough cell energy. And it was remarkable because there weren't any big studies, but the people who used it over and over again were listed. Here's another one. higher folic acid in the diet. Well, folate is from the diet. This is a vitamin B9. Folic acid is what you get supplements, but there is a more fresh food form of folic acid called folate. It's the unoxidized form, or you can get it in some supplements, a little pricey, but it may reduce migraine frequency. If you're one of those migraine sufferers, we like to talk about magnesium. We like to talk about coenzyme Q10, and now you can add folate. You could try to find the folate form, which is good. Also in the news, beetroot juice. Amazing. Just simple beetroot juice helps lower blood pressure. It's part of our story. We like to talk about garlic doing this, and that is dilating or widening the blood vessels and controlling blood pressure. And our good product, Garlinex, our sponsor's product, seems to do that quite well. But beetroot juice also seems to excite a little gas in our bloodstream called nitric oxide. It's in the headlines. Of course, we love these natural remedies going along. Dehydration linked to greater stroke damage. Sure, you bet. As we get older, you know, we need to think of staying hydrated. And the great detoxifier of the body is water. So, you know, a good idea if you think you've got risk going on there, if you had a little stroke before. And a couple of little quick headlines. Intake of omega-3 fatty acids from the diet and supplements, it lowers mortality. So we love to hear this. Not just you feel better or whatever, it really significantly lowered the number of deaths. And finally, a study, Journal of Nutrition, February 2015, the supply of vitamins, the inadequate supply of vitamins and DHA in fish oil has implications for brain aging and the Alzheimer's type dementia. In other words, get your fish oil and get some good vitamins. They're finding this out more and more in the brain. So, you know, just to give you a little click. Now, you wanted to talk about my brain hemorrhage story.
Well,
what did you want
to Well, I tell you, Bill, I have to, you know, I you showed me this story, and it's just phenomenal. And, don't worry, folks. You'll hear it in just a moment. But I have to say something. Over 10 years ago, I was doing a radio show with Bill about the gallbladder and the health of the gallbladder. And Bill has put together a really good formula that gallbladder support. We'll talk about it sometime. But after we hung up from doing the radio show by phone, I called Bill, say thank you, and he said to me, hey, I got a story for you. And it was the first time I was told about resveratrol, the red wine molecule, that led to the formulation of Longevinex, the only really resveratrol product that really has all the good studies on it over the years. But I had this, the hair stood up on the back of my neck when Bill told me this story, because I knew this was important. So I started taking Longevinex. And over the years, it seemed like every month or twice or three times a month, Bill would send me a study, resveratrol shown to protect the heart when it has a heart attack. Cancer needs a certain enzyme to prosper. Resveratrol lowers that enzyme. And then, of course, the study about macular degeneration, on and on, for 10 years, at least once a month. Another reason, every time I looked at that Longevinex pill, I said, wow, and now I'm getting this with my pill. Oh, now I'm getting this. Study after study after study. And I was always happy that, well, that's why I'm taking it. Bill, tell the people, you sent me this story, it was like my jaw dropped.
Let me tell you, this is an animal study, but it certainly applies to humans. Let me tell you, we've been puzzled as to how to fix Alzheimer's disease, and more so dementia, people losing their thinking capacity as they get older. And we have drugs like Tacrin and Aricept, where they try and reduce beta amyloid plaque or help increase the brain chemicals like acetylcholine. They're called acetylcholinesterase inhibitors. These kind of drugs are on the market, and they've been a flop. So what in the world does cause us to lose our thinking capacity as we get older? And they're pointing out, we talked about this a few weeks back. They think it's hemorrhages in the brain, and it's involving loose copper and iron. But how does the copper and the iron get in a part of the brain where it doesn't belong? And what they're pointing out is they took a little chemical, and they gave it to animals and caused high blood pressure. And when they caused the high blood pressure, not terribly high, just more than 140 over 90, then it pushed the blood through the capillaries, the connectors between the arteries and the veins, the red hoses and the blue hoses in the brain, and there were little tiny hemorrhages, micro hemorrhages in the brain, and that was being caused by high blood pressure. In the animals that did not have high blood pressure, there were almost no brain hemorrhages. Wow, we got to repay attention to high blood pressure. So what they did is the animals who were very young, about 26 out of 100 had micro hemorrhages when they raised the blood pressure. But 93 out of 100 had micro hemorrhages in the brain when they raised the blood pressure when they were older. In other words, age had a big factor to do with this. The blood vessels, the arteries were brittle, and they allowed a little bit of the blood to get into areas, the frontal part of the brain, that affects our thinking and our judgment and our ability to function mentally. And so age was the big factor. Well, from 26 to 93%. Now, we see this actually in humans. So they took and raised the blood pressure in these animals and then gave them resveratrol. And the number of hemorrhages in the brain, get this, were less than the young animals. Less than the young animals. This is amazing.
You mean the older mice that normally in the control
right.
group had 93% had less than the younger mice when they were on resveratrol.
Yes, but they didn't lower the blood pressure to do it. Resveratrol didn't lower the blood pressure. It stopped the hemorrhages. It's amazing. In other words, if you were taking a resveratrol pill like our sponsors, Longevinex, and you said, well, it didn't lower my blood pressure. Yes, but it may have stopped the hemorrhages in your brain. This is remarkable science. I can't believe this. And they're showing us, you know, that there's a bunch of people that they pointed out in a study that seem to have difficulty thinking. They have mental depression, and they have one other problem, and that is walking. Their gait, what they call G-A-I-T, their gait, their step, and their walking, the walking speed. Well, in these animals that they just tested, that I told you about, that they induced high blood pressure and they had the brain hemorrhages, one of the very common facts that we know is that people who are having gait problems, who don't walk very fast, who shuffle along slowly, are having brain hemorrhages. It's a direct connection. Wow. So what they did in these mice is they gave them resveratrol, and their gait, now they didn't make them run like I'm going to tell you down, you know, and step off on 20 feet of floor space to see how fast you traveled per second, how many meters or how many feet you traveled. But the mice, their coordination in their front paws was much improved when resveratrol was used. Now, this is very interesting because it applies to humans. We know that gait speed, it's called the sixth vital sign, and gait speed has something to do directly with these hemorrhages in the brain. That means non-invasively, we can detect the hemorrhages in the brain far earlier than when you're going to need big hemorrhages before you can detect it. Otherwise, doctors won't know. But if they made you step this up, now let me tell you how they determine gait speed. You take 5 feet of floor space just to start walking. It's the warm-up. Then 20 feet, you mark it off with some tape on the floor. 20 feet, you walk, and you walk through the finish line for another 5 feet. So it's a total of 30 feet. And you start with a little stopwatch, and you click when you hit the first little piece of tape, and you walk 20 feet, and when your foot first hits the finish line. And then you can determine how many feet or how many meters you traveled. A meter is 3.28 feet. And if you can walk about 3 feet per second, that's about the speed you need to get across the crosswalk in a typical street, then you're going to be fine. But if you don't, and you, let's say you only travel about a mile an hour, which is about, let's see, about 1.5 feet per second. Your probability that at 80 years old, you're going to live to the age of 90 is only 10%. But if your gait step is 3.5 miles per hour, or about 3 feet per second instead of 1 or 1.5, your chance of living another 10 years is 84%. Wait a minute. From 10% to 84, this does not mean go out and start walking, which you should do. But what it does mean is you've got to stop the brain hemorrhages.
And that's what the red wine molecule does.
And guess what? It stopped it even after they had the hemorrhages. It kept working and reduced them after they were already created. So now get this data, because this was done in the Journal of the American Medical Association in 2011. So let's just take men 65 to 74. If they walk just about a foot, let me see, a half a meter, it's about a foot and a half per second, the chance of them living another 10 years is only 56%. But if they walk 3 feet per second, 93%. Whoo! It's almost doubling your chance of living another good 10 healthy years. And I'm telling you, if you're take grandma, grandpa, somebody you know. You can do this at home, but doctors should be doing it. The gait speed. I've seen people walking into church. They just shuffle in. They've got good memory, but they're mentally depressed. They have this gait speed problem, and they have other issues. But the big thing is this is a longevity factor. Of course it is. Resveratrol is known, the red wine molecule, as a longevity pill, an anti-aging pill. You know, for women, 75 to 84 years of age, 92% were going to make another 10 healthy years of life if they could step off and walk at the pace of about 3 feet per second. Wow, this is huge, and it drops off in women to just 35%, one-third that if they only go about 1 foot per second. So it's all in an article at Knowledge of Health. I posted it there just recently here, knowledgeofhealth.com. And you can read and you can click through, even bring the report to your doctor and say, can you start doing this this gait speed test to see how well I'm walking or grandma's doing? So they'll do it with every exam, because I think it helps you to see. And when 4 out of 10 Americans are having undetected brain hemorrhages the doctor can't find until it's too late, this really means something. And what can we do about it? Hey, everybody ought to be on a resveratrol pill. Everybody. Certainly over the age of 40, but certainly in the groups they studied here, age 65 and up, we're going to be having brain hemorrhages. Now, wow. I'll tell you, other good things to take, vitamin C to keep the capillary strong. That's important for this as well. But it's really a breakthrough thing to see that what resveratrol was able to do was improve the gait speed of these animals, improve their gait. That is, well, it wasn't their speed, their coordination of their gait, but it translates from animal to human. So this is remarkable. Without invading, without doing a brain scan, we can tell that people are having brain hemorrhages, and it's by how fast they walk.
And we know what to do about it. Let's take a short break here, Bill. I have some questions about this when we get back. Okay, folks, don't go anywhere.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy, called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue, was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinix, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinix. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinix. Go to Longevinix.com or call 866-405-4000.
Don't be shy. Email the show. Haveaheart@thebright.com. That's haveaheart@thebright.com. Give us a question. Give us a comment. Point is, we want to hear from you.
Back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. You know, at the beginning of the last segment, I was talking about the fact that I've been taking our sponsor Longevinix for over 10 years, and I know Bill has. And every time one of these studies comes out, I'm like, oh my goodness, just another benefit for this pill. But Bill, I got excited about what we were talking about. How do people get Longevinix?
Okay, Longevinix is, that's the most best tested red wine pill, resveratrol pill on the market, 866-405-4000. You can call, if you're listening to this at any time, 866-405-4000. The shipping center is in Las Vegas, and if you're not in that time zone, you may want to just leave a message and have them call you back, and they'll help you out. Send you literature. They will try and send you reports and things that you can examine for yourself. Or you can go to longevinix.com, like the word longevity, L-O-N-G-E-V-I-N-E-X. Did you see the word vine in the middle, like vine from grapes? Is resveratrol. It comes from grapes and wine. And so there's no alcohol in the product. But the point is, resveratrol pills are a miracle, and you can hear it here. Listen, they're not going to be able to do this kind of study that they did in the animal lab in humans. You'll just have to take it. That it translates to us as humans. And we know there's nothing they're doing now for age-related brain disease. Don't just stand there and watch the aging train just walk right over you. Don't stand on the tracks. Take a resveratrol pill. If you want one that's been tested for the right dose and is pure, has been tested for toxicity like modern medicines, is a superlative product. And we love to brag and talk about it here on the air. Yours truly formulated Longevinix, LONGEVINEX.com or 866-405-4000. You'll know the difference. But wow, with such a problem, we've not known what causes all this. And now we know. Now, can I tell you and guarantee you, you won't have brain hemorrhages? I don't think any doctor can. But they don't have anything for this and for so many other reasons. By the way, I pointed out resveratrol pills are safer than aspirin by far. So, you know, why is there a reason why you wouldn't?
Bill, and I want to underline a point in this story. You brought it up, but it just bears repeating. Because I had a fellow come in to me one time, and I was talking about fish oil. And he goes, fish oil doesn't work. And I thought about that for a moment, and I said, what does that even mean? That's like saying apples don't work. But what he meant was he took fish oil, and it didn't lower his cholesterol. Now, fish oil, the studies, as I understand it, iffy on cholesterol, but very good, as you just brought up in the show, at preventing heart attacks. You see, we're linking the risk number. I think it's just fascinating that the resveratrol prevented the brain hemorrhages in a miraculous way, but did not lower the blood pressure. And I want that understood by people. Like you said, you might get some Longevinix, take it for a month, your blood pressure doesn't change, and you give up. That's not the point. It protected the blood vessels. It didn't lower the risk number.
I think that a lot of folks, they take a resveratrol pill like Longevinix. I didn't feel any better. I didn't have any more energy. I didn't, and so they stopped taking it. Well, but if you went the 10 years that I have, and so many others have faithfully taken the Longevinix pill, they're telling me that they look younger than they did 10 years ago, like I do. They're telling you that their brothers and sisters notice that they're not aging, they're aging while their loved one who takes Longevinix isn't. And you just see this tremendous difference. We don't know how to talk about this, fairly with an audience and try and convince them. Obviously, we're commercially involved and we disclose that. But the issue is the excitement. At the very least you could do was go down and buy one of these cheap resveratrol pills. We've talked about, you know, the problem of that, that they don't know anything about the dosing. They're not tested and everything else. But try to find some resveratrol, get it into your life. You know, red wine is a way of doing it. It comes with inebriation. The dose you need out of red wine to get these effects is 3 to 5 glasses a day. That's, you couldn't drive a car that way. That, by the way, that's what the French do every day.
But they kind of do it all day long, Bill. I mean.
Well, they take a big break in the middle of the day
for
a meal and drink 2 glasses, and then they drink it at home. And generally, they're not driving. These are farmers and people that live out in the hinterlands, but they do live far longer because of it. But we can get it without the alcohol and get all the effect, get the red wine solids like you used to see at the bottom of a wine bottle. And it's all preserved and tested correctly. Longevinix is the wonderful product that we are proud to represent here on our show. And so many people have benefited. And the resveratrol science is all of a sudden turning around. It's taken 10 years. And despite all the denials and the professional pharmacologists and health authorities saying resveratrol is unproven, well, they haven't tested it adequately in 10 years. But now the science is just keeps booming, and they can't keep it, you know, in the closet too much longer. I don't know how they can do it. We said a couple of weeks ago, there's no reason why anybody fearing Alzheimer's disease, they have 2 positive studies and a wonderful new animal study. There's no reason why we can't move ahead and take a resveratrol pill today thinking it will benefit us for, and those were modest dose pills for Alzheimer's disease. I can't make a claim that any brand of resveratrol pill has been proven to do that, but I can say in general, out of just truth in lending here, truth in advertising, that, you know, the story is that, yes, it's a high probability this is going to work like it did in the animal lab. And we haven't got anything else to head it off. We're talking about millions and millions of Americans living longer and losing their minds.
Bill, the equation to me is even better than that. Like to be fair, this was a study in animals, not humans, and it wasn't a study with anyone's particular brand. But like you, I see the extrapolation there. But the point is, there's been plenty of provable benefits of Longevinex. So you could take it for the things that they've you've seen demonstratively, and you are very likely to get quite a bit of the other things that they're discovering about this red wine molecule as time goes on. That's the beauty to me. It's like I bought this pill for one or two reasons, and now it's 30, and next year it's liable to be 40. That's how I look at it.
Okay, we beat this drum, and we're not going to stop beating it. It's the resveratrol drum, and Longevinix is the best one made. You can check it out, 866-405-4000.
And Bill, you know, I wanted to ask you, and I don't know if the study brought this up, but you've made the point that a lot of aging has to do with, once we get over age 18 or 20, things like calcium, iron, copper, they build up, they go places where they're not supposed to go. Now, the thought was that the resveratrol in this mouse study helped the blood vessels. Is it possible, or did you think that maybe it actually was able to scavenge some of the copper or iron that was causing the damage?
Yeah. Once the hemorrhage has occurred, then the copper and the iron, the rusting stuff, does get into brain tissues. And again, it mops those up as well. So it's a good thing. You know, I think for a lot of people, they just need to see that modern medicine is misdirected. Mother Nature has these answers, and we need to start breaking away from the medicines and thinking about using what we do. We have got the healthiest lab mice in the world, and we don't apply these things. and when will doctors make the move to this? As I put in this article, your doctors are eons behind the science. Don't wait for them. Your brain hasn't got another 10 years to wait. You just don't, you shouldn't let this happen to you. And certainly if you've got high blood pressure over 140 or over 90, you've got to be thinking boy, I don't want this brain hemorrhage problem. And so it's a consumer's delight. We've got close to 500 brands of resveratrol pills out there. None of them have undergone any studies. The brain trusts behind most of them haven't got a clue how much the dose should be in, but certainly Longevinix does. We've done the studies, and you can check all that out. And certainly we've got a pre-tested product that's been used in animal and human studies, and you can look into it for yourself. So the product Longevinix, I formulated it 10 years ago. And we like to talk about that. Have we got one more segment of the show left, David?
Well, Bill hit with, in our new observable format, we can do as many segments as we want, but this is typically our last segment that we do, just so that people have time to listen and stop. And I know we've got some more things on the menu, but maybe we should...
Let's give out our number, because we haven't been talking about people lately. Let them... chime in about what questions they want us to answer.
Now you'll hear the spots during the show, but here's the thing. We would like to hear from you, comments and certainly questions we'd love to try to answer. And so we have a toll-free number, 844-49-HEART, and that's 844-494-3278. Again, 844-494-3278. And we do have an email. It's called haveaheart@thebright.com. haveaheart@thebright.com. You're welcome to email us, leave us some messages.
Now
we'll
emails,
do our best for you.
Our email for the show is what? What is that? How do they get to, not email, what is our URL? What is the, how do they find our show online?
If you go to haveaheartradio.com.
Okay, haveaheartradio.com. Now, in regard to that, and it's used to be called Bill Sardi's show, so now
and you can get there that way too.
It's just that we now have two co-hosts, but it used to, you can find it that way. But the issue is that you go there and you sign up, and then as we do these broadcasts, it sends you a blast saying there's a new show available. It reminds you, because you know radio shows, you try to catch it on the radio, you may miss it because you're busy. This can come to you when you want. You've now reminded there's a new show. You may want to listen to it in the car. You may want to listen to it on your iPod. Whatever it is, you can listen to the show, and it comes to you when you want it and you're ready to listen. So that's a neat deal. That's the way you ought to get it as we do. So sign up so you'll get the blast as the news is blasted, as we say. So
now, and so I have a final thought for everybody listening. Whether this is the first of our programs that you've heard, whether you're a regular listener, I just want you to ponder something. All the information, all the studies, all the things that you've heard on this program, how much of this have you heard in your, whatever you want to call it, the mainstream media? Very little, if you think about it. That's why you should listen. Bill, it's been a pleasure. It's nice to be here with the audience. And we got a lot more, but we'll have another show up there soon. We appreciate you folks being there. All right, Bill, I'll see you next time.
Okay, signing off.